Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the For Him podcast. Today, I'm talking on a subject that many Christians struggle to understand, the difference between salvation and sanctification. These two words sound very similar, but they describe very different parts of our walk with God. And getting this right really matters because how we understand sanctification shapes the way that we live out our faith daily. So let's break it down in a way that is both biblical and practical and get raw, real, and unfiltered about what sanctification really means. First, I want to touch on the differences between the two that I mentioned earlier, salvation and sanctification. Salvation is a starting point. It's the moment that you put your trust in Jesus Christ, that you acknowledge him as your Lord and your Savior. This happens by grace, through faith, and not by works, which it touches on in Ephesians 2:8 through 9. Salvation is a gift, and because of that, you can't earn it, pay for it, or achieve it on your own. You can't work your way to it. You can't earn it. Once it's done, it's done. Once you're saved, you're secure in Christ. However, sanctification, on the other hand, is much different, as it's not this one-time event. It's a process. It's the lifelong journey of becoming more like Christ. It follows salvation. Paul describes it as being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory in 2 Corinthians 3:18. Unlike salvation, which is instant, sanctification is ongoing. It requires surrender, obedience, and the work of the Holy Spirit within us day after day after day. And why does this matter? Why does sanctification matter? It matters because it's not optional for a Christian. It's the evidence that our faith in Jesus is real. James reminds us that faith without works is dead in James 2:17. That means if someone claims to be saved, but their life shows no sign of change, it raises the question, did they truly encounter Jesus? Is their faith truly real? Works don't save us, but they do reveal whether salvation has genuinely taken root or not. Think of it this way. A healthy tree naturally produces fruit, and in the same way, a life connected to Christ will naturally begin to produce good works. These aren't forced behaviors. They flow out of a changed heart when you are saved by Christ. And that's why sanctification matters. It's how the world sees that we do belong to Jesus. And this is talked about in Matthew 7:16-17. This kind of reminds me of my reading yesterday in Philippians and how it was touching on the fact that God's work begins for us when Christ died on the cross, but God's work begins within us the day that we believe that Christ died on the cross for us. And that is the beginning of our salvation. That is, salvation is day one. Sanctification is every single day that follows that until Christ's return. So I want to touch on our heart posture towards sin, because this is very important in considering what sanctification truly means and what being sanctified truly means. In Romans 3:23, it emphasizes that we are all sinners. And so becoming a Christian does not mean that we stop sinning completely. The difference lies in our heart posture. Do we grieve over our sin, or do we excuse it? Do we confess it and turn from it, or do we justify it and continue in it? The process of being sanctified is the process of stepping away from that sin, feeling convicted when we do sin, and becoming more and more like Christ and not just sitting with your sin. 1 John 1:9 reminds us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A true believer does not celebrate sin, but desires to be free from it. This doesn't mean perfection, but it does mean transformation. And the Holy Spirit convicts us when we do fall short. That conviction is evidence that God is at work within us. Like I said, sanctification is something that happens day by day by day, day after day, reoccurs every single day as we step away from sin, as we become more like Christ, as we work towards living for His glory. And so what does that process look like? The process of sanctification. It happens in partnership with God. He does the transforming work through His Spirit, but we also participate through our obedience to that. Philippians 2:12-13 captures this tension. It says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." This means that sanctification requires both the divine power from God, but also our human responsibility. Although He is in control, we are still responsible. And so practically, this means setting spiritual habits, reading spiritual scripture, praying, being involved in fellowship or accountability and serving others, and just guarding your heart against sin. These habits do not sanctify us on their own, but they are the means through which the Spirit is able to shape us. It is through daily disciplines that God slowly conforms us into the image of Christ. And so it takes us putting in this active work of, like I said, walking with God and therefore away from our sin to remain and continue to be sanctified. So I always try to include some real life application in my episodes because I think it's really important to exercise both the heart and the mind to not only learn about these things, but also know how to live them out. And so what does sanctification look like in everyday life for us? It looks like choosing honesty when lying would be easier. It looks like forgiving someone who hurts you even when bitterness feels justified. It looks like saying no to temptation even when nobody would know. And it looks like setting aside time with God even in the busy season. Sanctification is less about one big dramatic change and more about small daily decisions that become habits and therefore shape our life. It's asking moment by moment, what choice brings me closer to Jesus? What choice truly honors Him? Because over time, these choices are the ones that begin to shape our character into something new. If you want to change your life, you got to change your habits. And if you want to change your habits, you got to change your heart. That's something that I heard in a sermon, one of the first sermons that I've ever went to, and it's always stuck with me. Definitely stems from the inside out, but you have to allow the Spirit to do work within you. In Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." It all starts with you being in partnership with Jesus. However, in all of this goodness, I think it's really important to recognize that sanctification is a battle. It's not something that comes supernaturally or easy because as humans, we are sinful by nature. And so it is this ongoing struggle, and that's why we have to submit to God and surrender our struggles to God daily. Paul himself said in Romans 7:19, "For I do not do the good that I want, but the evil that I do not want is what I keep on doing." And I think so many of us can relate to that, for we know the good, we know what is right, we know the path that we are to follow, and sometimes we still choose to step off that path to entertain that wrong thing. Even the Apostle Paul struggled with this sin, as we can see in this verse, but the difference is that he did not give up in that fight. He continued to press on and trust in God's grace. This should really encourage us, as struggling against sin is not a sign of failure, it's a sign of life, and our heart posture towards that failure and that sin shows that we are being worked on. The more that we hate it, the more that we are becoming like Christ, which is so big and so important. Dead things don't fight you. If you're wrestling, it means that the Spirit is active within you. And victory comes not from our strength, but from relying on Christ day by day by day, being sanctified day by day by day. So to put it very simply, kind of wrap things up, I know this was a short episode, but salvation is God's work for us. Sanctification is God's work in us. Salvation saves us from the penalty of sin, while I'm getting my words mixed up, tongue-tied. Okay, while sanctification frees us from the power of sin. So one secures our eternity, but the other shapes our journey until our eternity. And both are very essential to the Christian life. If you receive salvation and you are not sanctified after that, like I said earlier, I would question whether that faith is really true and truly brought salvation, because sanctification should follow salvation. We should be transformed and we should be made new and look more like Christ day by day by day and choose to step away from sin in committing our life to God, in declaring that He is Lord. So, if you take nothing else from all of this, I hope that you take that faith without works is dead. Sanctification is not about earning salvation, but about living it out. It's the evidence that our salvation is real and that Christ is truly alive in us. Keep taking those steps towards and for Him.